Indeed. And look, let's turn to the voting, because that for a lot of people, that's always been one of the highlights, not just the singing, but the voting. And it's changed this year to give a better balance between the musical juries and the general public.
Yeah, you're right. There were two big changes. One change is that the professional juries in each country, they've been increased. So last year there were 5 jurors. This year there are 7 jurors, and they have to include more people under 30 or 25, basically making them younger and more diverse. The other big change is that rather than voting 20 times per person, which was allowed in previous years, you could only vote 10 times. Now, this is off the back of the revelation following last year's Eurovision that an Israeli government agency was involved in buying ads across YouTube and other social media platforms, calling on voters to vote for Israel 20 times. Now, the reason voters can vote multiple times is because the European Broadcasting Union wants to spread the love. It wants people to engage with all cultures, you know, all musical cultures, whether that music comes from friends or from foes. But it seems to have backfired in the last edition, where you had advertisements saying, no, don't spread the love, give it all to us. So this year, that's been reduced to 10. We'll have to wait and see if that has any sort of impact on the results.
We're almost at the end. I think 21st group at the moment, 5 ladies from Cyprus performing. Any sort of surprises, any artists that that stood out for you that aren't among the favourites quickly?
Well, Romania is incredible. They'll be performing next to last in 24. The song is called Choke Me, which is very provocative, and a lot of people were offended. There was a petition to have it removed, but the singer has explained through her staging, she is saying Choke Me to a phantom.